Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Hope Jones Clears the Air. Hope Jones Saves the World, Book 3, written by Josh Lacey and read by Katie Sherrard. Hello, welcome to my blog. My name is Hope Jones. I am 10 years old. I am going to save the world. A man on foot, on horseback, or on a bicycle will see more, feel more, enjoy more in 1 mile than the motorised tourist can in 100 miles. Edward Abbey. There are no passengers on the spaceship Earth. We are all crew. Marshall McLuhan. No one can sing who has smog in his throat. Dr. Seuss. The bicycle is the most civilised conveyance known to man. Other forms of transport grow daily more nightmarish. Only the bicycle remains pure in heart. Iris Murdoch. Progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. George Bernard Shaw. If you wish your children to think deep things, to know the holiest emotions, take them to the woods and hills and give them the freedom of the meadows. Richard Jefferies. The people have a right to clean air. Pennsylvania Constitution. Hope Jones's blog, Friday, 30th of May. Today, I realised something very important. I have to stop pollution. Why? Because the air around here is so polluted that it almost killed one of my friends. She couldn't breathe. I really thought she was going to die. It was so scary. This week is half term, but we're not doing anything interesting because Mum and Dad both have to work. Plus, they're saving up for a holiday in the summer. I've been at sports camp every morning. Some people love sports camp. My little brother Finn, for instance, can't think of a better way to spend a week than playing football, tennis, hockey, basketball, badminton and ping pong. I'd rather be at home reading a book. But unfortunately, that wasn't an option. The only good thing about sports camp is my friend Selma being there too. Today we had rounders, followed by a competition to see who could be the first to do 50 star jumps. I had got to 37 when I heard this weird, wheezing, crackling noise. I couldn't work out what it was. An animal? A bird? Something in the air? Then I realised the noise was coming from Selma. She had stopped star jumping and was standing very still, holding her chest.